FM, kabel 103.3, ether 106.8.
Toen ik Juna vond, was ze nog een pup. Graatmager zat ze in een donker schuurtje. Gelukkig was ik op tijd en konden we deze prachtige hond nog redden. Ik ben Ed Webers, inspecteur bij de dierenbescherming.
Om nog meer dieren te kunnen redden, heeft de dierenbescherming uw hulp nodig. Help ons redden met 3 euro per bericht. SMS dier naar 4333.
Door de aarde te vergroenen kunnen de Maasai hun land weer gebruiken. Dat zorgt voor voedselzekerheid, een stabieler inkomen en meer emancipatie. Ons grotere doel is het herstellen van het klimaat. Daarom gaan we in Afrika een gebied vergroenen zo groot als Nederland. Het kan. Het werkt. Schep mee. Want hoe groener de aarde, hoe koeler de planeet. Cooling down the planet. Just dig it.
Tijdens de jaarlijkse Pride Week eind juli gaat Salto op roze. Met Pride TV en Pride FM. Het wordt informatief, verrassend en vooral ook leuk. Pride Amsterdam staat voor de trots om jezelf te kunnen zijn en is daarmee op en top Amsterdams. Reden voor Salto en haar programmamakers om in samenwerking met Pride Amsterdam volledig uit de kast te komen met interviews, vlogs, documentaires, muziek en reportages. Er zijn radioshows over de gaycultuur onder bijvoorbeeld dak- en thuislozen, de urban scene en senioren. Natuurlijk biedt Pride FM de beste hits van toen en nu met een flinke gayknipoog. Hou Salto in de gaten voor alle programma's op Pride TV en Pride FM.
28 juli tot 5 augustus staat Amsterdam opnieuw in het teken van diversiteit. Met de Pride Walk, Pride Park, Pride at the Beach en natuurlijk het hoogtepunt, de Canal Parade 2018.
Ik ben Jackson, ambassadeur van Pride. Transgender, bi, homo, hetero, we zijn toch allemaal mensen?
Check het volledige programma op pride.amsterdam of download de app.
U luistert naar Salto Stads FM. Kabel 103.3, ether 106.8.
Ja, we zijn live vanaf Pakhuis de Zwijger en je luistert naar Songwriters Guild Live op Stads FM met Ro Halfhide als gast. En het komende uur hebben we muziek van onze gast Witherward. Het is niet een gast, maar het is een act, het is een duo. Ons duo Witherward. We gaan eerst even luisteren naar wat muziek van een act die volgende week komt. Dip Johns. En die speelt dus volgende week. En we gaan luisteren naar het nummer Flies in the Marketplace.
Where your solitude ends, where the market begins. The noise of great actors and poisonous flies. Where greatness is flattened to PowerPoint slides. And solemn announces auction off effects on the side. Flies in the marketplace. Sanguinary thrust. Your Marxist smacks of pure rejection. Two-dimensional loss projection. Desire caged by self-reflection.
yes, no gestures. Are there no long deep water testers? Flies in the marketplace, oh. Flies in the marketplace, oh.
Ja, we gaan nu door naar Little Bird. Dat is het nummer in ieder geval van Miss Entropy. Zij speelde, nou, het is alweer bijna 7 jaar geleden dat zij op de show speelde. Het nummer waar we dus naar gaan luisteren heet Little Bird. Oh, that goes really fast, huh? All right, so I would like to welcome Witherward to the show. Welcome, Witherward.
Thank you.
Hello.
And your names are, of course, not Witherward, but it's Ashley and Edward, right?
Yes, so close.
And let's start with a song. Then I'll ask you some questions later. What song you want to play for us?
We're going to kick it off with a song off of our most recent album.
This is called Are You There?
All right. Yeah, that's good.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, first, what is the name Witherward? What does it mean?
It's an Old English word. It means in which direction.
Oh, yeah.
It's the archaic form of whither,
They just dropped the ward after a few hundred years. But we brought it back.
Good. With a ward.
Yeah.
We thought it was perfect for a touring band, you know, which is what we do. So.
Yeah. Which direction?
Yeah. Exactly. We don't know.
That was actually one of my questions, because I'm wondering, you guys are saying that you are a touring band, so you don't have any fixed place to live?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Three years going strong.
No rent paying, nothing?
Nope.
Oh.
Just
for
a car.
The storage unit, that's
storage unit and a car.
Storage, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
That's great. And how does it work out for you?
It's worked out well so far. I mean, we've been going from house to house and from, you know, city to city, and just finding new folks to stay with along the way, or family members, or whatever. And we've met a lot of really great people and made some new friends along the way. So, yeah.
I can't believe it's been 3 years. In fact, I sometimes look back and I ask myself the same thing. How do you make that work? I guess you just do.
Yeah. And do you play all over the world, or are there just regions that you...
Well, we've started to expand.
Okay, great.
This is our first time on the continent, as it were, playing in Germany and the Netherlands.
Okay.
We started in the UK last year as well.
Oh, so. Yeah. That was the first time last year that outside
we came
of the U.S.?
Over the Atlantic, yeah.
That was our first international tour.
Mm-hmm.
But so we mostly have been touring the United States for the last 3 years. But then, last summer we went over for the month of September, and it went so well that we came back this summer and we went back to the UK, and then ended up getting some great connections in Germany and the Netherlands. So here we are.
Yep,
great. And do you find it different, the you know, like U.S. and U.K. and the continent, different for playing live?
Yeah.
Getting gigs?
Yeah, it is different. We find, especially in Germany, we found a lot of the audiences to be very just kind of attentive and quiet. And
that's true.
And
that's actually...
We found that in the U.K. as well.
Yeah, at certain shows.
Yeah, at certain shows. And there are we've just found more of the shows as well where people are attentive and want to go and listen.
Yeah, you know. That's more of a German thing.
Yeah.
And in France, they're actually also like that. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with that yet.
Maybe next year. We keep coming back for longer every year, so we'll probably be back for like 3 months next year or something.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so but you also record albums in the meantime. This is your fifth album, right?
It is.
Yeah, the first full-length release was The Anchor, which we did last year.
But we did four EPs before that, so it'll be our fifth. That was our fifth release,
Yep.
And we're working on a new EP right now, which will be number six. So.
And how do you record on the road? How do you do that?
We're lucky that Ed's a sound engineer, so.
Yeah. I have just a little mobile rig that I can take along with us, and we can plug up. We have our microphones with us and all the cables and everything, and so we just plug our guitar straight in and plug the microphones in, and we get what we can done. And then we've started to incorporate other people. Like, we have a violinist, Stephanie Groot, who plays with us very regularly, so we'll send her the track, like, hey, can you play on this? And she'll do it. She'll find a studio or something nearby in her town and do it. And then we've since done that with some other folks too. So
a drummer and a bass player, we'll send it to them and they'll send us something back and we'll say, great, or try again.
Yeah.
But we've managed to piece this last one together. It's been kind of fun. We've recorded it in Montana, in I think Colorado, Arizona, Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
So far off places.
Yeah, all over the place. Just whenever we have some time off, we're like, okay, we have 2 days, let's sit down and do this. And that's how it's been coming together. So.
You don't have a booking agency, huh? I think you do everything yourself.
Yeah, I am the booking agency.
Yep.
So it's all emails, and
follow-up. It's so much work. But it's so rewarding. But it's nonstop work for us, and that's okay.
Yeah, it must be.
Mm-hmm.
How far ahead do you book?
I try to book about 4 months in advance, but, three or four, and then I'm usually scrambling for last minute shows, a month in advance too.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
So that's not too far. It's still doable. It's manageable to look ahead
Europe
for 4 months.
Europe likes to book farther in advance than that. So we're actually already looking at next summer for a few of the shows in the UK and Germany as well. So.
Okay, great. Yeah. We're gonna do another interview later on. I'm just gonna gonna play some music and then we're gonna listen to you guys again.
Cool.
We got something coming up. Oh yeah, I'm a producer myself as well.
Nice.
And this guy Joey Vriend, he recorded with me and Luke Nyman. We were doing it together in the production. He recorded the song Sylvia, and he was on the show 2 years ago, and I'm going to play Sylvia for you guys.
Green is all around, the sky is blue. I'm sitting in the garden, waiting just for you. Midsummer night, loneliness breaks through. Watching the stars, and I'm staring at the moon. Sylvia, where are you now? Want to have you by my side. We can play a little music, we can dance along the night. Green is all around, the sky is dark, dreaming of you. While sitting in the yard, I feel so empty, loneliness breaks through. I took my guitar to write a song for you. Sylvia, where are you now? Want to have you by my side. We can play a little music, we can dance along the night. Sylvia, we can play a little music, we can sing along the night. No words I sing could ever say how much I miss you every night. Every day, green is all around, morning breaks through, writing down the words, I dedicate a song to you. Sylvia, where are you now? Want to have you by my side. We can play a little music, we can dance along the night. We can play a little music, we can dance along the night. We can play a little music, we can sing along the night.
Ja, we gaan weer een stukje muziek luisteren van Wither Ward. Gonna listen to some music of Wither Ward. Are you guys ready for another song? And all right, what do you want to play?
We're going to do the title track off of our album.
Okay.
Our latest album. This is called The Anchor.
Okay.
There's an anchor at the bottom of the ocean, staring up at the roof of the sea, at the ship casting shadows on its garden of bottles and ropes and weeds. And the anchor is covered in coral, 'cause she's been waiting there for way too long for the
the ship to pull up on her heartstrings, to the sun where she belongs.
How long will she wait for the wave? How long can she hold her breath?
For they all think she can wait, dead.
She can hold on to, but she won't believe the ship is you.
Cast her over the side, and now as he sails for the harbor, he slowly drags her behind.
How long will she wait for the
wind?
How long can she hold her breath?
For they all think she can
wait.
Dead.
She can hold. She won't believe the ship is you.
And the anchor is me. There's a snail at the bottom of the ocean. He's been chewing on strings in the weeds. He bit the last one like a rubber band gun and set the anchor free.
How long will she wait for the
wave?
How long can she hold her breath?
For they all think
she
waits,
she holds on to. And now she knows the snail is you.
Great. Yeah, everybody recognizes this song because we played it last week.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, stick around. I'm going to play some more music. Ik ga nu jullie laten luisteren naar Sahil Baal. Die komt uit Den Haag. En ja, die heeft het nummer Holly op Spotify staan. Dat is echt een van mijn favoriete nummers van hem. Hij speelde vorig jaar op de radioshow. Dus dit is het nummer Holly van Sahil Baal.
It's been several years since I decided on fate. Took my body out of town, left my heart in that state. Where you're never really sure, are you coming or going? Where they measure your smile on the teeth that you're showing. And I've since made my bed in so many a home that I now rest my head just to leave it alone. Till I catch my flight back by way of luck. Prosperity, it don't matter till then. I know there ain't no sense in me. I don't know why I ever left you, Holly, but I know that I'm not yet used to it. Sometimes still strange just to hear you calling my name, but you don't, and I get it. Thank you. time that has passed, I have managed to age in the ways of a man with dry ink on no page. You'd think I'd be settled by now, but I'm not. I'm still thumbing my way out to all the dreams that I got. And I'll get them, I promise. Hell, you gave them all to me. Brought me up with wide eyes and love for the movies. And just like back then, I've been waiting on you. Get me out of here, man. Turn me on to something new, yeah. I don't know why I ever left you, Holly, but I know that I'm not yet used to it. Sometimes still strange just to hear you calling my name, but you don't, and I get it. I don't know why I ever left you, Holly, but I know that I'm not yet used to it. Sometimes still strange just to hear you calling my name, but you don't, yeah, I get it.
Ja, we gaan nog één nummertje luisteren. We gaan luisteren naar Ink Elk. Internationale act ook weer. Die speelde bijna 4 jaar geleden op de show. Ze komen volgens mij uit Scandinavië of zo. Maar ze wonen vooral in de Verenigde Staten. En ook een akoestisch duo. En we gaan luisteren naar het nummer Run van Ink Elk. Okay. You're ready for another song?
Yes.
With a ward. All right. Let's put the bathroom on. Bathroom back. What song you want to play for us?
We're going to do a song off of the EP we're currently working on right now. So it's not released yet. However, we do have a little music video out for it, just an acoustic performance out on YouTube.
Okay.
But the song is called, it's called Razor.
All right.
Razor for over 6 months. I should probably change it, but I like the rust. And I'm wearing Omaha again like a hat, overthinking about you, but I'm used to that. I played Lori McKenna on the bathroom floor. She was singing right to me through the walls of your snore.
That's a great ending. Don't miss me too little, don't miss me too much, don't miss me. Yeah,
don't miss me.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was like the fine. That was the end of it, you know.
Yeah, it's a little
I meant
pun.
It that time.
Yeah. Don't miss me. Was it about, I mean, was it, is it a breakup song?
Well, sort of. It came from a text message that I had sent somebody who was, you know, a potential something maybe was going to happen there romantically, and then it didn't, which was fine. And we're actually still friends, so it's fine. But we stay in touch sometimes, and I sent him a text message, and I said, don't miss me too much. And then right. And then about a minute later, I was sitting in my bathroom getting ready for a show. And I was like, that was a stupid thing to say. So I wrote him immediately after. And I said, well, don't miss me too little either.
Oh.
And then I wrote that down because I was like, that would be cool in a
that's
song.
That's a good song.
So that's
there
where it
go.
Came from.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
So who's the songwriter?
We both are. So,
good.
The first song we did, Ed wrote that one.
Mm-hmm.
The second one we wrote together. Mostly the lyrics came from me and the music came from Ed. That's mm-hmm. last song I wrote. And then we're actually going to close out with one that Ed wrote. So we're giving you a little piece of everything today.
That's awesome. So yeah. So you are co-writers and you're also writing all by yourself.
Yep. We do
just
both.
Making up whatever works. Right.
Yeah, and oftentimes if one of us majority writes a song, like if I have 95% of a song, but there's like this 5% I just can't figure out, then I'll take it to Ash and she'll be like, well, why don't you do this?
Yeah.
And then, or why don't you change this word? And then, then it works, you know.
Yeah.
That happens quite a bit.
And we credit each other as songwriters mm-hmm. on everything we record because mm-hmm. it's usually influenced. Once we start performing and recording it, it's usually influenced by the other. So we just make that happen. So
just like Lennon McCartney did.
Yeah. Yeah, we are Lennon McCartney.
And so... The songwriting, this is a songwriter's show, so I'm really particularly interested in that as well.
Yeah, cool.
Do you start with melody or you start with lyrics or how does that work? Do you have a special formula?
I think it's different for both of them. I always start with lyrics.
You do?
But that's
okay.
Just me. I think you're different.
It's different. You know, for me, it's different for every song.
Okay.
Like with The Sanctuary, I had a phrase. I had like a verse that I wrote. And then I built the rest of the song out from that.
Start with a verse and the chorus came later.
But yep, exactly. And then other songs, I've had the riff and something on guitar. And then I figured out the words and the melody later. So every song's been, I think, a different process for me.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And do you have any tips for songwriters? Because I know there's some of them are watching already on the Facebook stream.
Well, I was actually a songwriter in Nashville. We met in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
And
mm-hmm.
and I spent the first year I got to Nashville, I spent writing with as many people as I possibly could.
Mm-hmm.
And then I felt like I was at a place where I wanted to be with my songwriting. So yeah. I think that's the advice that I would give is just write with as many people as you possibly can. Like even if you never see those or use those songs, it's just great practice. And you'll pick up so many great tips and things from other people you're writing songs with.
Yeah.
And then if you don't want to write with anybody ever again, that's fine. But I just think it's a really good practice.
I think that's a very good tip, actually. And I want to move further with that topic because, how does that work with you when you write with somebody else? Do you need to really get to know the person or?
No.
Because do you both write with other people?
Well, I have in the past, not as many as Ashley has. Mm. And really only a lot when I got to Nashville after a while, but I never found, I mean, I personally would write with people I knew a little more.
Mm.
I wasn't the kind of person who would go into random writing rooms and write with just anybody. That was just my own personal preference though. I feel like most people who were in Nashville to do songwriting would just write with anybody.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
I would write with anybody and you know, sometimes you would just, and you know, when Ed and I wrote together, we had already cultivated a nice friendship. And mm-hmm. so I think that's one of the reasons he became, you know, my favorite songwriter to mm-hmm. write with, because yeah. we were so close and we just got each other. But mm-hmm. but I've written some really magical songs, not knowing the person. I'll walk in the room. Sometimes it's, you know, two people, sometimes it's three. And sometimes you set it up, or sometimes somebody, you know, just by virtue of being in Nashville who likes your song says, hey, will you come in on this writing session? Sometimes it's just two people. I mean,
is there a maximum that you think is best? I mean,
my personal take on that is I think three max. I've done writes with four, and it's just weird. It's just, it's too many people, mm-hmm. but you see a lot, especially in country songs. You'll see like four or five songwriters on a mm-hmm. hit song. You're like, how is that even possible? But
yeah,
I don't,
but maybe they were at it later for,
it's possible,
you know, polishing and stuff like that.
Or they said, but sometimes they'll say, sure, I'll record the song. Add me as a writer.
Yeah, that's horrible, but it happens.
Yeah, yeah, especially in Nashville, unfortunately. Oh, yeah.
Well, we have it in the Netherlands too, but I'm not going to elaborate on that.
Okay.
Some of these people
we'll
who do
that
are
later.
My friends. So. We'll talk about that later. Oh, it's very interesting.
Yeah,
I think we need to talk about this off the show a bit more.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Because I want to hear some more music of you guys. You got one more song up your sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, this is another new one.
Good.
And it's another one that is going on the EP that we're working on right now. And it's a song Ed wrote.
And when is it finished, the EP? Do you know?
We don't really know yet. Hopefully.
A month ago?
Yeah. Hopefully before the winter sets in.
Okay. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's the goal.
And what's the name of the song?
This is called The Sanctuary.
All right.
Choice to make. We had a world to save. A sacrifice was all that it would take. Without a pause for thought, a soul-bound weapon sought to vanquish evil from the sacred place. Her life was given up so that we would endure. The world we had was base and impure. Anew, remade with a love, we plant the seeds and tend. The sanctuary would grow again. Sun shafts dart through the trees and dance among the breeze. They strike my face with a familiar ease. This forest gave me life and opened up my eyes. Here I was born and here I hope to die. The sun, to catch the sun, I climb the redwood arms to guard the canopy from our foes. It's true, I knew that I had been immortal once, but this was not the fate that I chose. Thank you.
their veins connected to the history. A thousand, thousand years, embracing nature's tears, to give their shelter to the creatures here. This light I give to you, they gave to me before, to ward the forces that can restore. My son, my only son, today becomes the day. The sanctuary calls you a man.
It's by far my favorite song, actually.
Ah,
oh, thank you.
Yeah, I never heard this before, and I'm enchanted by it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, this is great. I really love it. So, I'm looking forward to the EP.
Thank you.
Stick around for the photo op, and we'll chat some more, of course. I'm going to play some more music. Ga even luisteren naar Jasmine Karimova. Ze komt uit de buurt hier. Speelde een half jaar geleden op de show. We gaan luisteren naar het nummer Mother.
Would it make sense hanging by the neck after the rattle of my last breath? Mother, tell me, did you survive the noose? Mother, tell me, is it easy to cut yourself loose? Mother, tell me, is it warmer down below? Mother, tell me, what was your last thought? Where does sickness go once the sick have died? The snap of a neck, the tip of a hat. Mother, tell me, could you survive the noose? Mother, tell me, is it easy to just cut yourself loose? Mother, tell me, is it warmer down below? Mother, tell me, why do you let go? Understand wanting to get away, get rid of your body, get out of your head. No more in and out of sanity, no more fighting your own humanity. But mother, you've fallen too far. Mother, tell me, could you survive the noose? Is it easy to just cut yourself loose? Is it warmer down below? Mother, tell me, will I ever let you go?
Ja, we zijn toe aan het einde van de show zo'n beetje. Ik wil eventjes Witherward bedanken. With a word, thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're most welcome.
And next time, let me know, and then we'll invite you back on the show.
Yeah,
cool. We'd love to.
Yeah,
thank
because
you.
This was great. And komende donderdag is er weer een nieuwe Songwriters Guild Live met van 4 tot 5 met als gast Dip Johns. Even kijken, we zijn bijna klaar alweer. Ja, we kunnen nog heel eventjes. We can do a small chat before I start with the last song.
Yeah.
It's a very small chat. Do you have anything to say to the guests?
Maybe about Subaru, the Subaru sponsor. This is kind of an interesting.
Yeah, we did. We managed to get this tour kind of sponsored by Subaru Europe.
Subaru.
Yeah, like the car. So they're very popular in the U.S. Not
yeah,
so much
they're
here.
Pretty popular here. I mean, they're not the biggest, but yeah, yeah. It's a good brand.
Oh yeah, they're
all
over the
place.
It's one
of the biggest
in the
U.S. We drive one, but we do a series called Songs from a Subaru. It's on YouTube. It's also, if anyone's familiar with Patreon, you can support the series on Patreon.
Yeah.
Just patreon.com/witherword with the silent H in there. And Subaru gave us a car to drive around our European tour
that
in.
That is so awesome.
We release videos from every city. And so you'll probably see the Amsterdam Songwriters Guild, a little bit of this featured in one of the videos.
Yeah, good. And give us a link so I'll post it.
Sure.
We will.
Okay,
sure.
Thanks for that. That's that's a great thing.
No cool.
Okay, we gaan nog even luisteren naar Nicole Reynolds. Ik zet hem alvast een beetje aan. Ze is al begonnen. Ze is fantastisch. Ze speelt geen muziek meer. Ze maakt. Ze is. She is now a music therapist. She used to be a very good songwriter, but she didn't find the time anymore. And her friend Chris Purica, she came with her. Chris Purica is now famous. And they came together on the show almost eight years ago. And I'm just going to play her song, Nicole Reynolds, Wandering.
Do you know, do you know that your kisses are like windows I fall through?
Bye-bye, everybody.
U luistert naar